Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We do have a bunch of guys that work hard, and I think our guys, I think you see it. You see it in December and January especially. But we do believe in, training and being ready to. It's a physical sport. I mean, the game is, it's not just won and lost in the trenches, but it's won and lost with trench warfare. You know, obviously the sacks are kind of speak for themselves, but it's not just that. You know, there's so many situations where there's kind of the unsung aspects of a play that, you know, a lot of our guys have done. And he's been the same guy. Sometimes he'll be in a position where a quarterback can't escape and someone else will wrap around and get the sack.
Well, if we had about 5 300-pound linebackers, I think we'd be in pretty good shape. I think. I don't know. He's been doing this for years, and I don't know if anybody's ever stopped him. Certainly at the top of his field and what he's been able to do for the duration he's been able to do it for. And like I said, Lamar and him make a heck of a 1-2 combination. You know, I would say that, you know, they control the game really from the start. And, you know, we came back a little bit there, but then they pulled back ahead. So, you know, we got to really start over and start from step one this week and really just take it one step at a time, making sure that we're ready to go come Sunday.
Sean McDermott, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, who will be hosting the Ravens this coming Sunday at 6:30 in the AFC divisional round of the playoffs. It's a rematch from that week 4 game here at M&T Bank Stadium, in which the Ravens won handily 35-10 over the Bills. The Bills had come in kind of riding a hot streak, looking real good. Mm-hmm. Ravens got that off the Schneid win at Dallas the week before after starting 0-2. And Buffalo looked like they didn't belong on the same field as the Ravens. And we just heard the head coach talking about what they viewed from that loss. Now, 3 months ago, and a lot has changed for both teams, mainly for the better. That's why they're facing each other coming up on Sunday. But Ravens had no answer for Buffalo, no answer for Derrick Henry. Buffalo, Josh Allen couldn't get anything generated offensively. That was a one-sided beatdown. But again, Johnson, Milano didn't play for the Bills, which will give them, that's true. And Cook's become a stud. Their receivers are better. Tight end group is cool. But the Ravens are way better defensively than they were that night when they held them to just 10 points.
You know, it's funny, Bob. I mean, and I like... Milano, I think, is a real good player, and Bernard is a good player, and so is Teron Johnson. But when you go back and you look at the stats from the first game, all right, William Spector and Lewis, those are the three guys that replaced those three guys. Bob, there were three leading tacklers in the game. You know, I mean, Williams had 12 tackles. I mean, is Milano going to have more than 12? Spector had 6, and Lewis had 6. So, I mean, those... So, to me, that tells me that their defense is kind of based on those three guys, and those three guys made plays. And, all right, Milano and Johnson and Bernard, they're better. Okay, yeah, they're better. But those guys still made plays. So, is it going to be a huge difference? Probably not. But there'll be some difference, but not a ton, because those guys, you know, between the three of them, they had 24 tackles.
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, we've got three more days to break it down before Sunday's kickoff, well, at least during our weekday show. How much better are the Bills and how much better are the Ravens when they played in September 29th? Keep in mind, the baseball regular season hadn't ended yet.
Yeah. All right. Let's just look at Buffalo's defense, Bob. Are they better? Yeah, those three guys are better than the three that they replaced. Otherwise, the corners are the same. And and we'll get into it with film breakdown. But Christian Benford, the left corner, 47. To me, he's the same guy. He's not, you know, people go after him. Ravens went after him. Denver went after him. You know, and I've never been I wasn't a fan of the safeties back then, and I'm not a fan of the safeties now. D-line are still undersized guys. So the defense, and Bob, the defense still hadn't been playing great. You know, I mean, they are kind of what they are. I mean, they're average. Josh Allen's playing great. You know, and I'm guessing that he can't have, you know, a game like that again. You know, their receivers, are they better? Yeah. They're just because they played more time. And the tight ends, I think the tight ends are better. I like the tight ends. The tight ends are more impactful. The O-line's still the O-line. The tackles still get run over. The guards don't move very well. So, you know, they don't really blow people off the ball. Cook looks to me better now than he was then. And Bass, he missed a field goal in that game. You know, so
missed one last week against Denver too. So
I would say right now, consistency wise, you know, Tucker's made what, 23 in a row?
Let's do this. At least for now, and we'll get into it in more detail. Off the cuff. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Woman Crush Wednesday here on this playoff week. Ravens as favorites on the road against the teams that's undefeated at home. All right, let's just say for poops and giggles, Lamar, Josh Allen, push. It's a push, all right? You mentioned the kickers. Yeah. Tucker's got to be mega advantage over Tyler Bass right now.
No
Tucker
doubt.
Hasn't missed since the bye. Now, has he kicked with 3 seconds left to win a game? No, because they've been spanking everybody since the bye. But Tyler Bass, remember his last playoff game, he yanked one against Kansas City that lost the game for them in the divisional round last year. Offensive line,
I would give advantage Ravens on that.
Okay. Running back, Cook's good, but Henry's next level.
Yeah, right.
Tight ends, they're good, but
Ravens are better.
Wide receivers, minus Zay, probably.
Minus Zay, wide receivers probably have to give it to all the Ravens have is Bateman. So I'd give it to them just because they have more depth.
All right.
Shakir's having a good year, real good yak guy. Coleman kind of does what he, you know, not a great route guy.
Cooper's not what he was in Dallas, Oakland, and Cleveland, but, you know, he's...
Yeah, so he's and everybody says, their receivers, you know. Bob, they don't get open, you know. I mean, Shakir's great after the catch, but he's not a great route runner. That's where, like, Zay can separate and do all those things where Shakir kind of rounds things and, you know, he catches the short stuff and makes plays. Or, you know, because Allen's like Lamar, you know, scramble drill.
Yeah. I mean, he's got 12 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
The quarterback does. And Cook's got what? Count the playoffs 17. So they can get in the end zone. But offensively, inch for inch, pound for pound advantage.
Ravens.
Right. Nolan, what do you think?
Well, I think you're...
It's the old boxing tail of the tape.
Yeah, but I think your All-Pro awards would indicate that the Ravens have the better roster. Pro Bowl as well, but I'll put more stock in All-Pro, of course. Yeah, I think that says it all. The Bills didn't have any All-Pros, right?
But offensively, you can make a case for them matching. Defensively, this is where the difference in the game might be.
Yeah.
Ravens, D-line linebackers versus their D-line linebackers. And as bad as the Ravens have been in pass defense, if you look at it statistically over 17 games, the last six games, starting with that first Steelers game, they've been one of the better pass defenses in football.
Yeah. I mean, if you look, like Nolan was talking about, talent-wise, defense, what stars does Buffalo have?
They got really good players, but no Pro Bowl.
They have no Pro Bowl type guys. Whereas the Ravens, you know, you got Madubuike, you got Roquan, and you got Hamilton. You got one at every level. And I think the Ravens' D-line, you know, with Travis Jones and stuff, you know, it is the number two sack team in the league also. And you got two guys with double-digit sacks. They don't have anybody with double-digit sacks.
Well, they're near the bottom end of the NFL in sacks, right, as a team. And we'll get to the stat breakdown. This, I mean, I'm not trying to be John Madden here, but the difference in the game is going to come with the defenses.
Yes. And when you look at it, too,
and maybe Bob, special teams.
Yeah. Week four, the Ravens defense had Marcus Williams at the back end. Eddie Jackson was in the nickel.
Playing like Randy Jackson.
You know, and Kyle Hamilton was up all the time. So, I mean, it's a totally different defense right now for the Ravens.
That's what Eddie Jackson said. That's a no for me. He said, I'm leaving. I'll see you later. Randy Jackson there. No, but I think all of the opinions leading up to this are based on that week four meeting. And with that result being a blowout, with the Ravens defense in the shape that it was at the time, for them to hold Buffalo to 10 points, an MVP candidate like Allen to make him look as pedestrian as he did, that whole offense to reduce them to just 10 points. Yeah, the pressure's on Buffalo coming into this one. If we're going based solely on the most recent matchup from this year, sure, some personnel, there's differences for both teams, but the pressure's on Buffalo, in my opinion.
Well, let me ask you this.
They have to prove that they can stop the Ravens' rushing attack, not the other way around.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Probably, would you say that Pittsburgh is probably similar crowd noise-wise as Buffalo?
Oh, sure. And maybe Bills Mafia might be a little more amped up than the Steelers are the happy to be their team. Buffalo's like the Ravens. Let's get to the Super Bowl here.
Yeah, so I think crowd noises could be a factor in this one. You know, and if you're running the ball, then crowd noise doesn't really matter as much.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. We're days away from that divisional matchup. Ravens are favored at Buffalo. The Bills are the number two seed. They're undefeated at home, but at least the money says Baltimore should win this game. You want to get your predictions in early, feel free to do so at 410-583-1057. There's so much to get to, and we will. Damon Evans, Maryland Athletic Director. He'll join us bottom of the hour. Coming up, Steve Tasker. He knows a thing or two about playing in Super Bowls and playoffs. Yep. He'll be joining us to talk about the Bills at all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
11 o'clock. All of that stuff. Now, Josh Allen, let me make sure I'm looking at this correctly. Let's see. This is according to ESPN.com. No, this can't be right. Nah, never mind. Let's move on. Like his playoff games. He's got 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
Completion percentage 65.3. Thrown for almost 3,000 yards in 11 games. 23 touchdowns, 4 picks. Been sacked 25 times, quarterback rating of 102.3. And Lamar's playoff stats are not that, even though he exceeded all that, that on Saturday night against Pittsburgh. Josh Allen beat the Ravens in 2020, that season. He's been to one AFC championship game. He owns the wild card stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is their fifth straight year in the divisional round. So his playoff numbers statistically have been better than Lamar's. And in the one head-to-head matchup, his team got the best of Baltimore. But that was 4 years ago. So different teams.
Yeah. And when you look at, I mean, Bob, look at the division that they've had over since Josh Allen's been there. Division sucks.
Hey, New England ran that thing for over a decade.
Yep, no doubt. You know, and now, I mean, they had to clinch what? Six games left in the season?
It was, maybe like four, something like that. It was clinched in December, let's put it that way.
The only thing I'd be scared about if I'm Buffalo is Lamar, prior to the playoff game, you know, I kind of figured it out. You know, I used to panic. Then he comes out and plays great. I'd be nervous. If I'm getting ready for the Ravens, I'm expecting Lamar to play really good. That's what I expect too. I think he's kind of figured it out, Bob. And I think that stress and all, I think that's all gone. I think he's in a really, really good place mentally. And to me, that would scare me if I'm Buffalo.
And I'm with you. And I think both quarterbacks are going to play well.
I agree with that, too.
The intangibles and the other factors weigh heavily in Baltimore's favor.
Well, it might be which quarterback makes the most off-schedule plays. Because they both do that a lot.
Yeah, because like Lamar, Josh Allen will just hightail it right out of there.
And Bob, I would be shocked if I'm a betting man, you know, both quarterbacks rush it over 10 times.
It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan, 6:30 Sunday. Ravens taking on the Buffalo Bills as favorites on the road. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob, Andy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We will be at Bingo World, Brooklyn Park, for the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show. They have slot machines. And bingo.
So you're getting it early?
Well, I mean, it's another Sunday where I work for free. And I actually wind up paying money. I get paid my whatever to work, and then I throw that in the slot machines, and thank you, and you're welcome, State of Maryland. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
You scared? Hey, you much, scared man. Or no? You scared about his game or no?
I'm scared of this weather, man. Listen, it's 25 degrees right now, and I'm outside freezing working. So I don't know how I'm going to handle this 8-degree weather in Buffalo on Sunday. So
if there's no wind, it won't be that bad.
I hope not, man. I text my boy Dustin and Trippy this morning, like, man, I don't know, man. I might just go to Cancun this weekend with the Steelers, man. You know, and
Hey, your Cowboys are probably there too, though. Before you start popping off too much.
No, the Cowboys in Hawaii. So yeah, they in Hawaii, Honolulu. But I'm not nervous about this game. I think the Ravens are going to take care of business. And like I said, I do agree with y'all. I don't think it's going to be 35-10. I think it's going to be about 37-10 this time around. They're going to run the ball down their throat. and everything. And I'm not really impressed with their receivers. You know, like Cooper is kind of old. That Shakur guy, whatever his name is, he's okay. He's decent.
He's got 600 yak yards. That's where he's good.
Yeah. So I wonder who they want to put Marlon on. Because I know
Shakir.
Shakir.
Last time they played, Lamar and Shakir's in the slot most of the time. And last time they played, Marlon was on Shakir the whole time and did a phenomenal job.
Okay, because I know Marlon don't want to be on Cooper, man, because I heard about them practices in 2014 back in Alabama, man, and Cooper used to torch Marlon, man, in practice, man.
Yeah,
so
Cooper can probably run a lot better then.
Yeah, but Derrick Henry and Minkah Fitzpatrick were buddies in Alabama, too, and you saw what happened Saturday at the M&T Bank Stadium.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, man. But like I said, I think we handle business. We're going to run the ball down their throat, same format we did with the Steelers, man. We'll come out there with the W, and then hopefully I don't have frostbite on the way back to Baltimore.
Tell your boy Dustin to stop getting thrown out of games, man. What's his name?
Dustin.
Dustin. Why is he always getting tossed out of sporting events? What's the matter with
this guy? He gets a little bit too drunk, man. He don't know how to control himself. I told him this time, man, if you get thrown out in Buffalo, you on your own, man. You know, don't wind up in jail.
They will be throwing him through a folding table.
Hey, Rashawn, layer up. Make sure your head, feet, and hands are warm. So put those hand warmers in your shoes. And in your gloves.
And don't ask for ranch dressing on your wings or you'll be getting thrown to a table, too. Here's Rashawn. He goes on the road, takes his boys with him. We know they're Trippy and Dustin. They get out of control. I mean, don't go off Philadelphia fan against that young woman in Green Bay. You saw what happened to him.
Yeah.
Got fired from his job. And he worked in the diversity training department. Yeah, dropping a C word multiple times. And I guess he wasn't real, whatever. Got what he deserved. I don't mind trash talk, but boy, he crossed the line a bazillion times over. We'll come back, however, and talk to Damon Evans, University of Maryland. Maryland basketball men, they're at Northwestern tomorrow. The Maryland women won last night at home. And what's all this Mike Loxley to the Jets nonsense we'll get into? And G. Roy Simon, if you're a Maryland football fan, you remember him. He was a stud at Maryland, stud in the CFL, hopefully a stud and generate some cake. 583-1057, Bob, Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Maryland men. They're off to Northwestern tomorrow. The Maryland women are in the top 10. All sorts of crazy things going on in the world of college athletics, certainly down in College Park. And here to talk about that, as he does each week, University of Maryland Athletic Director on the Window Nation guest hotline. We haven't talked to him in a while, so let's welcome back Damon Evans. Damon, good morning, and how the hell are you doing? Happy New Year and all that good stuff to you.
Where you guys been, man? I'm missing you. I thought you disappeared on me.
We've been standing here waiting for you to call, and you never did.
And you jumped ship on us. You went on the afternoon show, you know?
Hey, no, you guys are like the Wizard of Oz. You're behind the curtain. I don't get to see you.
That's right. And I would say we're better looking than the Wizard of Oz, but not really, if you know what I'm saying. But we'll start it off. G. Roy Simon and Maryland football fans know he was a stud receiver back in the 90s with Mark Duffner and Scott Milano. Setting all sorts of records. Then he went to the CFL and did great things there. He's a CFL Hall of Famer, but he's coming back home, Damon, to the University of Maryland. So tell our listeners why G. Roy Simon's coming back and is going to have a big impact, hopefully, on Maryland football 30 years since he played his last game.
Well, first, I'm excited to have G. Roy back. And when I first met G. Roy and had an opportunity to talk to him, I was just so impressed. I had heard great things about him, and as we embark upon this new revenue share era here in college athletics, we need to find someone who could serve as our executive director of revenue share management / GM. He's someone that has expertise, having worked as the GM for Edmonton in the CFL, also as an assistant GM, and where he was responsible for football operations, dealing with analytics, negotiating contracts, drafting personnel and doing all those different types of things that come with this new revenue share era that we're in. So I'm excited for him to lead the strategic vision, planning the execution of our department-wide revenue share. But he's just so well known and so well ingrained, and to have a Terp back in this role in and of itself is significant. So I'm excited to have him join us, and I hope our fans are as well.
Hey, Damon, will he be doing football, all sports, or if he's doing – what will he do with football?
So this is what his role is. He's over the entire revenue share enterprise. So he will work closely with football and men's and women's basketball. There will be individuals embedded in those programs that will work with G-Roy. And then we will also have additional people in our revenue share department, an assistant GM and others to help out as well. So this is an all-encompassing assignment, but we want to make sure that we do right by all of our programs, starting with our football and men's and women's basketball, and which he'll be heavily involved in, and we'll continue to grow it from there.
Hey, Damon, what's the protocol for the NFL teams? You know, like the Jets, when they talk to Locksley, do they have to get permission from you, or does it go through Locksley's agent? You talk us through, you know, how that situation happened.
The president of the Jets called me. They call, and per Locks's contract, anytime if he's going to look at something, he needs to call, and he and I need to have a talk. But I got a call from the Jets, and subsequent to that, I got a call from Locks informing me, or about the same time, that the Jets wanted to talk to him. So we had a conversation, but that's typically how that process works, and we handled it in the appropriate manner as far as his contract and as far as the Jets doing what they do and how NFL teams work.
And what's any intel as how that went and how that might affect you and your football program moving forward?
Well, you know, as I look at things, I fully expect him to be the coach here at the University of Maryland. You know, I always say this, I think this is a great institution. I think this is a football program that has unbelievable upside. I always want individuals, if they feel like they need to do what's best for them, they have to do what's best for them. My focus is on the University of Maryland. Locks is our coach, and we're moving forward in that manner.
Damon, like the intel that I've heard, Aaron Glenn is like the favorite to get that job. And then, you know, some people say that maybe they were interviewing Locks for the OC job there.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that too. I don't get into speculation. I just stay focused on what we're doing here. And I have to make sure that whatever happens, that I'm prepared, which I always try to be prepared. But as I stated right now, what I feel and what I know as of today is that Locks is here as the head coach at the University of Maryland, and that's how we'll move forward. And if for some reason something were to change, we would definitely be prepared to do what we need to do. But for all intents of where we are, Locks is our head coach.
Damon Evans, athletic director, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, on this Woman Crush Wednesday. All right, Damon, let's bring it to the hardwood and the University of Maryland men. We had Coach Willard on yesterday talking about the win against Minnesota. Okay, maybe a little more difficult than it should have been, but probably a game they may have lost last season. They handle UCLA with relative ease. Now it's off to Northwestern. So Maryland back to 500 in the league. The real tough part of the schedule has started. So your impressions of the team so far, and are they exceeding your expectations? And you and I have talked about it. They have banners of Sweet 16s and Final Fours. We need to start seeing that again. Is this a team that is capable, ceiling-wise, of really making noise into late March here?
So before I jump into basketball, which yes, I will, I want to start at the top with our men's wrestling team. I got to put them at the top because what Alex Clemson has done, starting 2-0 in the Big Ten for the first time ever, and then beating number 10 Michigan at Michigan.
Nice.
I got to give him a shout out there. He has a plan. He has a vision. He has a strategy and has done a good job. And so I wanted to say a shout out to Alex Clemson, our men's wrestling team. And we host Wisconsin this Friday in the Pavilion at 7 p.m. Now back to basketball. Basketball has, you know, these past two wins have been important for us. Unfortunately, we went out to the West Coast and came away 0-2. I was hoping at worst we would be 1-1. The goal was to be 2-0, but we're back on track with the two wins at home. I think the way we performed against UCLA was a very, very good performance. We came slow out of the gate against Minnesota, but we were able to fight back with Derek Queen getting 27, Rodney Rice adding 21, Gillespie, I think, 16. That shows you the scoring power that we have that we didn't have last year. So I am excited about that. And when you have Juju, who wasn't his best game, but you always have someone who can step up and score. So, yes, I'm excited about where we are. But, you know, you talk about whether or not my expectations have been exceeded. No, my expectations are high. Just like our fans, and they should be high. This is a basketball program with strong tradition. So, yes, I want us to start getting to where we need to be. I'd like to see this team continue to win. Big game against Northwestern coming this Thursday. And we got to continue to stack these wins and position ourselves to get a good seed in the tournament and make a run in the tournament, because that's what the expectation is here.
Yeah, you mentioned wrestling. Nolan put on his Speedo and a folding chair. He's ready to crack somebody upside the head. Baseball facilities, real quick, Damon, upgrading there because there's a lot of turfs running around the minors and the major leagues right about now.
Yes, we opened the Stanley Baugh Baseball Performance Center on yesterday. Had a chance to visit with our student athletes, a place for them to train, to pitch and hit, which is extremely important in the sport of baseball. I want to thank the Bob family and all of our generous donors who contributed to this facility. And, you know, when you think about trying to compete at the high level, you got to provide the necessary resources to do so. And this is a significant resource for our baseball program, but we'll continue to build and add and make sure that they have the things that they need.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Damon, Woman Crush Wednesday. What are we jamming to as you get back to work there in College Park here?
You know, let's go with "We've Only Just Begun" by the Carpenters. Give you guys a little bit of a twist.
Oh, well, that's a big
Karen
twist right
Carpenter.
There.
You know, hey, my music genre runs the gamut, my friends. You know, you can't lock me in a box here. I'm a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted with that selection, to be totally honest with you. Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Damon, appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Tim.
Take care, guys.
Damon Evans, everybody. We've only just begun.
Uh-huh.
When we come back, the Ravens, they began their quest. They were twisted. Began their quest to the Super Bowl by beating Pittsburgh. Now it's off to Buffalo. We got a ton of phone calls. People want to get in, and we'll get to you next at 410-583-1057. Anyway, let's get out to the phones. It's 5880-1057, the Fan. Ravens, 1-point favorites at Buffalo. Appropriate spread. Bills undefeated at home. Coming off a dismantling of the Broncos, Ravens handled their business accordingly against the Steelers. They met back in September, the 29th, Baltimore and Buffalo. Ravens won handily. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
What's good, Bob and Vinny?
Hey, y'all Kevin.
Doing? Good.
So, big game this weekend, obviously. And you guys, a segment before Mr. Evans came on, you were kind of on that path, what I was on, Vinny. You know, I think those small incremental wins and little things in football make a difference, right? We've had to play as the Ravens. We've had to play to stay wild card-like, play for the division, so on, throughout all the way to the end. And I feel like we've had more foot on the gas pedal, while Buffalo and even a team like Kansas City has been more on cruise control, if not chilling out. And I just think that'll play a big factor this weekend for us, man. We've had to play harder football all the way through. What do you think?
Well, the only thing I would say is Kansas City played their best game of the season, not the last game, but the game before that. You know, so that was scary. Offensively, they put up over 30 points first time all year, and they had all their weapons back, and everybody's going to be healthy. So they know how to play. They've been there and done that before. Kansas City, to me, is more scarier now than they've been all season.
Well, with Buffalo cruising, if you want to call it that, you know, they beat Kansas City 30-21, put up 35 against San Francisco in a win. They lost at the Rams where they scored 42, put 48 on Detroit at Detroit in a win. Beat New England, and that's the game. Well, look, that's the real Bills, 24-21. And they came back next week, clobbered the Jets 40-14. So they're putting a lot of crooked numbers on that scoreboard, too. Yeah, they lose to the Patriots at the end, but Josh Allen walked in, took a snap, and walked off the field.
Yeah so
I don't think they were necessarily cruising into the postseason, because they were the team picked third in their division, not the Ravens.
Yeah, if I'm the Bills, I'm feeling pretty good about where I'm at. You know, I mean, I didn't start great. in that Denver game, but I finished, you know, I still put up 31. But
they gave up a touchdown on the first drive, and they didn't score again.
Right.
All right, let's go to PT and Tassett. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. I just want to reiterate a little bit what I said yesterday, because I think it's important. I'm not hearing enough of this.
Well, the Orioles are going to win the World Series? Is that where we're going already? No?
I'm calling back at one for that call. The Bills are 9-0 at home. Six of their nine wins were by more than one score. And then down the stretch, when Milano came back for the last five games, they go to the Rams, and that game was flipped on the block punt touchdown. You know how that when there's a block punt touchdown, that team always wins. So, yeah, they lost that, and they go to Detroit and win. That's about as tough a game as you're going to face this season. So, yeah, I put a lot of stock in the earlier game against the Bills, but we've talked about it, and I think it's getting brushed under the table. Milano is considered by many one of the top 10 linebackers in football, and he might not put up the stats, but that's what the scouts are, you know, some scouts have said. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a coin flip, and I think it's going to come down to Lamar, and can he just play? I mean, I haven't seen a quarterback play as well as he played in that first half against Pittsburgh. I mean, he's unstoppable. But I'm sure the Bills are going to come out, you know, completely prepared for it. But, Bob, I want to ask you one question real quick about Terps.
Yeah.
Listen, I know the football program is what it is. You know, they're never going to be better than Ohio State, Michigan, or Penn State. But the basketball program, this is the question, where are your expectations? Is it are there a top 30 program, or they simply don't have the NIL money, so they're never going to really be a top 20, top 30 program? Where are you satisfied, you know, with their results?
Satisfied with what I grew up with and what we saw 20 years ago. National champs in the Sweet 16 every year. Longest NCAA tournament streak in the ACC. Better than Duke, better than North Carolina. That sort of thing. Because you've seen them reach that zenith before, PT. You watched it. They're capable of great things. College basketball-wise. Football, well, again, I'll talk about it many times. They haven't won a national championship since 53. They have won it, and they're one of the few schools with a men's national championship and a national championship of football, and the women won a national championship, too, in basketball. So that they can reach the top, the mountaintop, and they're capable of doing it. You got to recruit. The landscape's changed. Kevin Willard's remade the roster with the portal, which affects or it can help you or harm you, whatever it is. Everybody that left last year has been replaced by better players. And we see the results this season. So, yes, the expectations for Maryland basketball is winning championships and winning Big Ten, Big Tens.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you look at why Turgeon was pushed out and his record is superior to Willard's. So it really a lot rests on this season for Willard, in my opinion, because I think we all agree, you know, Queen's going to be a one and done, and that's not the kind of talent you're going to, you know, you're not, are they going to have the NIL? Does he have the recruiting background to say that he's going to be able to replace that? This season's really big, and Willard has historically struggled in the tournament, but I really appreciate your opinions, Bob. So thanks a lot. You guys have a great show.
Thank you, PT. Like Brian and Owings Mills,
mm-hmm.
who hates Harbaugh.
Right.
PT's not a Kevin Willard fan, as he had made.
Give him a chance.
Perfect. Well, his fourth year, or third year, rather. So we'll see. You know, we watch the games, you'll follow the team, and you'll learn things. It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. We'll learn things with film coming up here in the next segment. Whip around left 15. Steve Tasker. He knows a thing or two about playing in playoff games and Super Bowls, as a matter of fact. WGR 550 in Buffalo. We'll preview the game with him.